today on this very wonderful day that God has granted to us to be here and to be at the holy altar and to celebrate the great mysteries of our redemption, we celebrate the feast of a favorite Italian saint, not very well known in most of the world, though, yes, definitely in the Catholic world to a certain degree. It is a feast of St. Andrew Avellino. Now, St. Andrew was born in Italy near Lucania, and his baptismal name was Lancelot. His parents were of the nobility also, but not very, very rich, but enough to cover their expenses for their children. And Lancelot was sent to school in Naples, where he received the double degree, which is still to this day conferred in Italy, of a doctor of canon law and doctor of secular law. So double doctorate for all the laws that concerned the people in those days, when the church and the state were very much aligned. During a particular case, and everybody mentions this, he was a very good lawyer. He made many triumphs for his clients in the ecclesiastical courts. By mistake, he uttered something that ended up being considered by him to be a lie. And of course, he took the scriptures very seriously concerning the punishment and the guilt of lying. And so he decided that he was done with this. If there was a case of ever this happening again, he was not going to do it. So at that point, he had already been a very good Catholic and a very good apostolate to the poor and the needy, the widows, and he was very much aligned with St. Cajetan and the order that he founded, the Clerks Regular of the Mother of God, known also as the Theatines, because of the church that was given to them. And so he asked admission into the Theatine congregation, and he was. In the meantime, he prayed very, very much. He had a great devotion to the Passion of Christ and to the cross of Christ. And so, as a result, he begged God to let them change his name. And he particularly wanted the name of Andrew, who also was crucified, the brother of St. Peter, one of the first 12 apostles. And so, though he never said anything to them, when he received his new name in religion, his name was changed from Lancelot to Andrew. In the meantime, he began to grow spiritually and have many mystical experiences, and he was placed in charge of new foundations of the Theatine order, and he went about, especially in Italy, founding many houses of the Theatine order. And then, one morning, as he was preparing to celebrate Mass, as he was saying the prayers at the foot of the altar, when he came into the phrase, Introibo ad altare Dei, I shall enter unto the altar of God, he had a stroke and received the last rites and died. His body, which is incorrupt, is in a church in Naples, and today the church honors him and all the saints in this wonderful month of the Communion of Saints. May he grant us in the readings that we read, which are not in this missal, I need to maybe just get another missal, despite the fact that I am attached to this one, which was given to me by my spiritual mother, Reverend Mother Mary Angelica. The fact is that we always need to be prepared for death, and that's what the readings were basically about, especially the gospel. You do not know when the Lord is coming to knock at your door. St. Andrew did not know that that was going to be. He was preparing a full day of activities, I'm sure, and many people depended on him. And then all of a sudden, at the foot of the altar, he died, and it was God's will. He knocked at his door, and he was ready to open. Are you ready to open? If he should knock at your door today, right now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.